Ashley Montague, the British anthropologist, once wrote, "Every human being is a problem in search of a solution." Well, maybe you haven't thought of yourself quite that way, but I hope before the service is over we all will, because I think that's the point of the Old Testament reading. I really wanted to talk about the New Testament reading and preach about giving all your money to God, but first, I didn't think you'd believe me, and second, I felt the need to talk about the Old Testament reading today because I think it presents us with one of the most exalted views of who God is that you can find anywhere in the Bible. The picture of God here is of a loving parent who treats his children with great tenderness. He holds them up to his cheek like a parent holds an infant. He teaches them how to walk like a toddler with hands held by the parent. He leads them. He bends down to them and feeds them. And yet they rebel like rebellious kids and go away. And in Hosea's experience, he had been told by God to marry a certain person who ran away from him into unfaithfulness. And then he was told by God to bring her back. And somehow in that experience, he felt toward her of this mixture of love and anger. He saw something of God. And that's what the window that we get into God here, as a loving parent who has to overcome feelings of anger about a rebellious child. There's a lot of ingratitude in this passage. Here is a loving parent who's done all this for the child, and the child has wandered off. And it makes me remember that we all, and myself included, have this incredible capacity for ingratitude. And we see examples of it constantly. Adults and youth who are ungrateful for loving parents. I mean, obviously some parents are not very loving. But you can see ingratitude toward very loving parents. And you can see the reverse of it. Parents ungrateful for children who really love them. And ingratitude on every turn in our culture. I went to Cincinnati yesterday to watch the Braves. I would hope beat the Reds, but it turned out the other way around. And as I was walking into the stadium for the 4 o'clock game, there was a man, young man coming toward me who had a sign on that said, "I'm a disabled Iraqi vet, please help me." And he had a prosthesis. He was wearing shorts and he had a metal right leg from the knee down. And I thought about how much ingratitude we have in this culture for sacrifices like that. And it just says something to me that the old gospel song says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love." Every Sunday we come to this table and we receive Holy Communion, the body and blood of Christ. And we go back to the cross, that ultimate act of love, and we see there how much it costs God to love us. That in the person of Christ, God came among us and bore our evil. And we receive the body of Christ and the blood of Christ in the cup. And how many Sundays do we go back to the seat and say, "Okay, one more Sunday down, next Sunday I'm going fishing." And I go back in the sacristy and write in where we had 152 souls in the three services today. That's one more down. And we walk away without an awareness of the burdens that have been lifted off of us, even in the receiving of communion, and of the grace of God that's been lavished upon us, and of a love so profound that Christ would make himself that available to us in bread and wine. But it's another Sunday. And another Eucharist. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Ellen Wanderer, the Episcopal theologian, wrote a book about the liturgy. I mean, it's not a bad book, but reading books about liturgical worship is not exactly a spiritual experience most of the time. But in this book, there was this little nugget on page 222 where she defines sin as that human propensity to turn away from God and each other, to distort our own importance, and to suppress our need for others and our reliance on God. And in this passage, God says about the people, I took them up in my arms, but they did not know that I healed them. What a piece of lament from God, a piece of sadness. And I wonder today how much about me he's looking down and saying, well, I took that guy up in my arms, but he does not know that I healed him. What lament might God be uttering about you today? The poet Theodore Rethke put it this way in a couple of lines from one of his poems. Beginner, perpetual beginner, the soul knows not what to believe. In its small folds, stirring sluggishly, in the least place of its life, a pulse beyond nothingness, a fearful ignorance. They did not know that I healed them. Hosea had learned from the betrayal of his wife that he had to live through anger to get to love again. And he saw a window into God. Now, you know only too well how often our human love is filtered through anger, don't you? Because the people we love the most and are the closest to have weaknesses in them, they have frailties in them, and sometimes they wound us and they hurt us. And we live with this mixture of anger and love. So our love gets filtered through the anger, so to speak. And we have this idea that, well, God loves me. Sure, it's automatic. Well, is it? When so much that's in our lives is so distasteful to God, should we assume that God just loves us at no cost? Or should we understand that for God, there's, like sometimes for a parent, the desire to kill as well as the desire to love? It's like, well, I love that little tyke, he's mine. I brought him into the world, but I'm wondering why I did it right now. So if I would leave you with anything today, it is with the understanding that God's love costs God a great deal, and it's not automatic. It's a victory for God. It's a victory over our evil for God to love us. And it's a victory God wins. And the little book of James puts it this way, that mercy triumphs over judgment. And so on this day, let us remember some things. Let us remember that our evil and our carelessness and our ingratitude diminish us as people. And in the words of, again, of Rethke, the poet, they thin the soul's substance. And that the habitual practice of ingratitude and evil becomes habit-forming and enslaving to us. And God is trying to keep us close and get to us repeatedly before we do ourselves in at our own hand. And so on this day, we turn to a loving God in gratitude, and we remember that God. And we ask for God to show us where we are ungrateful and where we're insensitive. And then we confess our sins to God. Isn't it a good thing that's in the service every Sunday? And we receive the body and blood of Christ in gratitude for what it costs God to keep us in love. Amen.